And the rebellion kind of puts a sharp focus into the dilemma currently facing the Labour Party. Our reporter Tim Johns looks at the vote and the big decision that Labour now has to make, which is very, very simple. Do they go to the left or do they go to the right?
Last night in the House of Commons, we heard Labour MP John McDonnell say this.
I would swim through vomit to vote against this bill. And listening to some of the nauseating speeches tonight, I think we might have to.
And he did vote against the Conservative bill, which will cut welfare. No vomit was involved. This was a huge rebellion against the party whip. Their temporary leader, Harriet Harman, had instructed Labour MPs to abstain. The result came in.
The ayes to the right, 308. The noes to the left, 124.
So the bill passed easily, and the Labour Party is now left in even more chaos than it was yesterday and the day before that, and so on. It all follows their worst election defeat since 1983. So where does Labour go now? The Conservatives are increasingly claiming the centre ground. George Osborne even wrote a piece in The Guardian yesterday, would you believe it? They claim to be a one nation party, right in the centre. Here's Conservative MP David Burrows last night.
Thank you, Madam Day Speaker. As a member of the Workers and One Nation Party, I'm very proud.
Of course, plenty of Conservative policies are still pretty right wing. Inheritance tax breaks, privatising this and that, giving the BBC the once over, and of course, these welfare cuts. But where does all of this leave Labour? Party grandee David Blunkett sums up their disarray well.
Well, I think the Labour Party is understandably in emotional trauma. It's bound to be after the loss in May and the bewilderment about where we go from here.
Elections are always won on the centre ground.
The British people have put their trust in us.
Well, actually, that's not really true. The obvious example to the contrary is this person.
Because you fight for what you believe against other people who believe something different.
So options are open, and Labour now seems to have two, which are vastly different. Option one.
You gotta fight for your right!
Instead of dabbling about being vaguely lefty, they need to fight over the centre-right. That's where the popular vote is. Option two. They evoke the true spirit of the Labour movement and properly lurch to the left. The nuclear option for this would be Jeremy Corbyn as leader, although perhaps nuclear is the wrong word for him.
Nuclear weapons kill even if they're not used.
If Labour chooses to
fight for your right
and takes tougher lines on immigration, welfare and so on, they could reclaim support from some Tory voters. But if they do that, they can say goodbye to their vote in Scotland, perhaps forever. If they go they could enjoy a clear position on the political spectrum and provide a strong message for voters. Whether it would get them enough of those voters is another matter. The two routes are so different that this is a huge decision for Labour. So will it be?
You gotta fight for your right!
Or
to the left.